Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I would say that primarily we are a data company. My background has been in alternative data. I think that that's also part of the secret sauce that Spotty has, which allows us to do what others are unable to replicate, which is come up with this unique customer score. It's not easy to do, but in order for any buy now, pay later to be sustainable, the biggest thing that you have control over, right? Your largest variable cost is your losses. Our algorithm right now uses over 200 variables to come up with the customer's propensity to default.
Welcome to How to Lend Money to Strangers with Brendan LaGrange. I've been in lending strategy for 21 years. In that time, I've been based out of South Africa, Denmark, Hong Kong, and now England. And I've traveled often for projects in the broader regions. And yet, I've never been to Dubai. I was supposed to go 15 years ago, and I'm still a bit bitter about that. Everything had been set up already. Even the hotel with the indoor ski ramp had been booked. And it was just to help some colleagues spec out a new collection system. So nothing too strenuous. And then something fell over in one of the country portfolios I used to oversee, and I had to reprioritize my time. In other words, I'm a complete outsider. And as an outsider, when I think of Dubai, I think of an international hub for capital and human resources, but a hub through which those move rather than a hub that is also a market in its own right, which of course the United Arab Emirates are. So in today's episode, I take a closer look at fintech in Dubai and how one brother-sister pair is rolling out buy now, pay later there.
Great. Well, Ziad Ahmed, welcome to the show. For the last 2.5 years, you've been the co-founder and chief operating officer of Spotty, a Dubai-based buy now, pay later. It's a role that you seem to have pivoted towards after a foundation in asset management and hedge funds. So before we get into Spotty and the story there, could you maybe start by talking a little bit about the path that brought you to where you are today?
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you so much for having me, Brendan. Appreciate it. So in terms of my background, I started off my career on Wall Street in traditional finance. I was an investment banker after graduating from Wharton undergrad, then moved on into private equity and then pivoted into the hedge fund realm. When you're dealing with the public markets and you realize how competitive it was, you're always trying to go out there and try to find the next edge. The next edge that I was able to find and what was very interesting for me and what actually set me on a path towards tech was that I was investing a lot in consumer stocks and I was using big data trends to be investing in these consumer stocks. For example, we'd be looking at like social media scrapes. So one of the big data trends, and this was in 2016, was this hashtag of BNPL put beside a lot of cosmetic names, a lot of apparel names. It was just starting as an industry. But there was a small and very loud group of people talking about it in a very passionate way. It got me intrigued because a lot of the names that I was investing in the public markets in the US were being attached to buy now, pay later. Names like Estee Lauder, names like Urban Outfitters. Upon investigation, I actually ended up discovering Afterpay. Afterpay was just very recently a publicly traded company. It was still a very small company. I got to know them. I got to know the company. I got to know the business model and really fell in love with it. And I thought that this was going to be the next big thing in consumer credit. When Afterpay started up in the US, I took that as an opportunity to end up joining them during their early stages and helped grow that business out or leaving and starting Spotty up in the UAE.
What's interesting to me is I see that background with Wharton degrees, time on Wall Street, working in hedge funds. You were with Afterpay, one of the hot names at the time of fintech in the Bay Area. So really the pinnacle of fintech. And then you decided to move halfway around the world to co-found Spotty. So obviously you had done a lot of research, but it still is an interesting leap of faith, as it were, to sort of go out on your own. So what was the vision behind that move?
After my time in hedge funds, I actually went back to school and also got my data science degree. So I'm a data scientist as well. I graduated from Berkeley. For me, I'm a very data-driven person, obviously. Risk management, data and analytics at Spotty, it is very much about figuring out trends, seeing emerging patterns happen in data. And that's kind of how I live my life as well. For me, one of the truisms that I saw being in and around retail for as long as I have is that there are two major macro trends that were happening around the world. The first is the migration of shopping from offline to online. And the second macro trend is the digitization of payments, moving away from cash. Cash is, in my opinion, a very antiquated form of technology. So when I was looking around, I looked at the Middle East as kind of this green space. Both of these trends were still very much in early days, right? So if you kind of think about it, it's kind of like being in San Francisco 20 years ago. So for me, I saw that opportunity. It also happened to be that my co-founder, who happens to be my sister, has been living in the UAE for the past 15 years. So upon discussing things with her, sort of recognizing this trend, recognizing the need for the product at the time, that was sort of what helped me make the leap from the Bay Area out here into Dubai.
Dubai is a city that obviously I know of, but I've never worked in and I don't know all that well. But as an outsider, I certainly know it as a hub for traditional banks, established capital. But what is the tech scene, the fintech scene like there? It seems to me one of those cities where everything's so expensive that it's not the easiest place to necessarily bootstrap your way into a business.
I could also make that same argument for the Bay Area, right? Have you ever seen like San Francisco rent prices?
Yeah,
is it exactly the cheapest place in the world to live? But what I would say about the UAE is that what I found is that this has actually been highly supportive. I found that the talent here is excellent. I found that the business environment in general has been very supportive, especially as we entered into the pandemic. What I personally found is that I was very grateful for living in the UAE because they handled it a lot better than most places in the world, including my home country, right? Like we launched Spotty a month into lockdown. I hired everyone remotely. We were working out of bedrooms, right? And that was a very terrifying thing to do. Bootstrapping a business and you're hiring people remotely that you've never met and you're like, okay, cool. Like the way the UAE handled it lockdown, it allowed us to emerge out quicker and stronger. And as a result, I was actually able to focus upon growing and scaling my business. I think that a lot of Spotty's success happened to be because of the fact that we were based out of the UAE at that time.
In terms of the consumer credit market there, a lot of the, you think of the traditional businesses in Dubai are serving their regional hubs, they're serving neighboring areas that are maybe sort of bigger in population. But you are focused on the UAE, you're serving consumers living in the UAE. What is that market landscape like when we talk about consumer credit?
Sure. I'd say that the routes that have made buy now, pay later so successful in other geographies very much exist here. It is a market that was very heavily focused upon debit card. It is a market that culturally shies away from interest because of Sharia reasons, as an example, right? It's got that cultural appeal. We operate in UAE, Bahrain, and in Saudi. For that reason, some of the traditional forms of credit that had really taken root in the US and Europe didn't necessarily have as much of a presence here. There's been a tremendous amount of survey work done here. I think one of the things that Buy Now Pay Later here is unique compared with other regions is that in other regions, it's a good to have because there's so many alternatives, so many other options to be able to make these purchases. But Buy Now Pay Later came in here and sort of became that next level of innovation. For this region in a very short period of time, Buy Now Pay Later is no longer just a good to have, it's a must to have. It's consumers demand it, merchants is required as table stakes.
You're listening to How to Lend Money to Strangers with Brendan LaGrange. If you're enjoying it, I'd love you to hit that little plus button to follow. Now, time for a quick ad break, and then we'll get right back to the show.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The thing about buy now, pay later is that, and the way that we've constructed the product is that it does remain free for the consumer if they pay us back on time. If they don't, there's a single late fee charged to them as opposed to compounding interest. It is meant to be very consumer friendly, but it also fits very well with the cultural nuances and the Sharia requirements that for a lot of our consumers is very important, right? So I think that it's a great way to help bridge and solve a lot of the needs that maybe credit cards or some other traditional forms of credit have solved in other markets.
Yeah, I think that it wasn't an aspect I'd thought of at all until we started speaking. And it really is a way of flipping that interest equation around. I think, you know, a lot of the time people would just say, well, we'll call something a fee, we'll make a monthly fee instead of interest, but it was the same standard products. Whereas BNPL is a business that can work without interest being charged, without interest being part of the process. So you're not just trying to work around it. You've actually replaced it with a separate income source. So I think it is uniquely qualified to take off. I mean, everybody loves, you know, no interest, but it's a more significant feature for you. So let's talk about Spotty in a bit more detail now. What does that product offering look like?
Absolutely. So our core product remains a split in three, right? So the concept is that it's a third down payment, a third 1 month from now, a third 2 months from now. The entire idea was supposed to be that we wanted to create a friendly budgeting tool for consumers, right? So consumers get paid on a monthly basis, allowing you to split it in truly cost-free installments across a several-month period, allows you to match your cash inflows and outflows, which is actually what our consumers are very grateful for. Our consumers love the concept, right? It's a simple concept. It's very transparent. It's super easy to use. We have an app. We are omni-channel. We are both in-store as well as online. As a BNPL provider, we are the largest offline BNPL provider in the region because of the fact that in this market, the majority of spending still remains offline and you have to go where your customer goes, right? We have very sophisticated data and analytics that allows us to real-time process all of this wealth of information as a customer is going through our journey. And we are then able to prescribe every individual a unique Spotty score or unique credit score, which we base upon your ability to be able to afford. So for us, it is very important not to overburden a consumer with too much credit. Our score is unique to the consumer, and it is very much based upon their financial profile and their unique financial profile. Again, if you truly want to be a buy now, pay later that is transparent and easy to use and friendly and wants to be a budgeting tool, you have to take into consideration what that consumer's profile looks like. That's what our consumers really appreciate about us. It allows them to be able to live within their means and still be able to get what is necessary and important for them.
Yeah, and I love that sort of no interest, no cost, no catch tagline really does sort of sum up that vision as a friendly budgeting tool rather than a credit product in the traditional card sort of sense where the more you spend, the more air miles you get, that sort of approach that inherently, if not encourages, it definitely rewards a higher spend. And it's always been a tricky balance when interest is your revenue stream. You make more money by people borrowing more, whereas the BNPL model, and yeah, it gets a lot of grief in the news at the moment, but the actual model, the underlying model of BNPL, is actually far better aligned with customer incentives.
It's a good point that you make because I think that that's a very key differentiation. Alternatives will make money, but consumers not paying. We make money, but consumers paying us back. It's about using it in the correct fashion. Customer defaulting, right? We're not making interest off. We're not compounding that interest. So for us, it is ensuring that the customer remains within their spending limit, budgeting properly, and using the platform in a responsible manner. In that way, our vision and what's healthy for the consumer is very much aligned.
Yeah, and it's a message a few of your BNPL founders around the world share, but I think is worth repeating over and over, is that it's just also much easier. You know, when you talk about a budgeting tool, and that is a key part of it, because with, and I'll talk more about credit cards because, you know, in the Western market, that's the default position for most people be coming from a credit card world. It's really hard to know what you're paying when, because so you spend the money today, it's getting caught up in some cycle that then gets billed at a point, and then there's another 25 days until you actually pay it. And, you know, if you want to pay it down over a longer time, then everything gets caught up in that bundle, and you don't know what interest is being charged from day one for cash, but day 55 for something else. So, you know, we come from this world where a consumer would be spending, and what they spend today compared to what they have to pay and when was very vague. And putting it together as a budgeting tool, as a thing where it's divide by three, pay it now, pay here in the future, pay here in the future, should be taking away a lot of the real risk that underlies sort of that relationship with people and their credit. So just for some sort of further context, if we zoom out a little bit, as I said, I don't know the UAE market or indeed the Middle Eastern market very well at all. You talk about your inbuilt score, and I don't want you to share any sort of trade secrets, but in terms of the data that traditionally lenders would have access to, what does that look like compared to what you're doing?
I think that there's a wealth of information out here. It's alternative data primarily. We, at this point, we have as yet to form formal partnerships with any of the bureaus out here. But that was also my background. My background has been in alternative data and being able to look at alternative data in a way to be able to create these kinds of profiles. I think that that's also part of the secret sauce that Spotty has, which allows us to do what others are unable to replicate, which is come up with this unique customer score based upon the customers, what we can guesstimate the customer's financial profile to be. It's not easy to do, but there's our algorithm right now is sophisticated enough that it uses over 200 variables as the customers are going through the pipe. And it's putting all of that in together to come up with it with the customer's propensity to default. Primarily, we are a data company. In order for any buy now, pay later to be sustainable, the biggest thing that you have control over, right? Your largest variable cost is your losses. If you don't have a good handle around that, you don't have a good handle of how to be able to manage that beyond just sort of the basic, well, you know, this merchant is less risky than this other merchant. If you don't really have that from ability, it's going to be very hard for you to be able to build that long-term sustainable business.
Now, when I first heard of the BNPL model, I said, well, it's not really any different to what we've been doing. Maybe it's just a little bit more customer friendly. But as soon as you start thinking about it, you know, if I was to issue a credit card, you apply today, I get your credit bureau score and maybe a few documents from you. And then you use that card for 5 years. And, you know, we look at maybe every month we might update your in-house score. But it sets very, very summarized data points. Whereas BNPL, you not only have access to a whole range of fresh alternative data fields, but you can see it essentially per transaction. You're getting more data, you're getting a chance to update. And I think that is an interesting mindset change and an interesting different challenge where we can use machine learning and AI and these sort of modern analytical tools. You're obviously sort of very ambitious on that side. You've traveled around the world to start a business and you know, you've got investments and you've got people behind you that believe in you in a very short period of time. So what's next for you? Are you still in the stage of settling down Spotty, or where are you putting your energies?
So we were fortunate enough to get acquired last year by our parent company, Zip, to become part of this global buy now, pay later conglomerate. Zip likes to call itself a consortium of founders. And that was the thought process behind it. Through Zip, I've had the very fortunate opportunity to meet with founders, with other businesses that they've acquired from around the world, learn from other people, incredibly intelligent, incredibly talented people. It's great because Spotty's now nearly 2.5 years old, and every day seems like it's day one, right? Because every day you're learning and every day you have this opportunity to solve new problems, and it just doesn't get routine. So for me, I'm privileged to still very much be running things at Spotty. I'm privileged to be working with an excellent team. I'm privileged to be part of the extended Zip family, which gives me access to a whole host of resources and incredibly talented people that I learn from every day. This is exactly where I want to be. This is where I'm going to be for the next year. Spotty continues to grow and continues to thrive, and I'll continue to sort of be there pushing that.
And if people are listening and they want to, well, either if they're in the region, they want to get Spotty, get the app, or if they just want to have a little closer look at what you're doing in the region, where should they go to follow Spotty or to find out more about it?
Yeah, so I can do it all over our social media channels. Our Instagram handle is at SpottyME. You can download our app, available on the App Store as well as Google Play Store. You can come to our website, spotty.com. It gives you direct access to all kinds of channels where you'll be basically able to talk to real people at the company.
Great. That's Spotty, S-P-O-T-I-I. So I will also drop all those links in the show notes. Ziad Ahmed, thank you so much for the time today. It's been really interesting for me to hear a little bit more about the region, but also another use case of the BNPL that isn't necessarily caught up in some of the excesses we've seen in the market, but really has genuine cultural fit, I think, is a great story to hear. So thank you very much for your time.
Great. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it, Brendan.
And thank you all for listening. If you enjoyed that, please do rate and review on your preferred podcast platform and share widely, including on LinkedIn. And while you're there, send me a connection request. The show is written and recorded by myself, Brendan LaGrange, in Brighton, England, and edited with assistance by Kane Hunter. Show music is by I Am Wake, and you can find full written transcripts, now in several languages, show notes, and more content at www.howtolendmoneytostrangers.show. And I'll see you again next Thursday.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.